Welcome to Michigan Sunrise Side Today. I'm Kevin Allen, and joining us, a familiar voice on the show from the Taos Community Concert Band, the conductor, John Thomas. How are you, John?
I'm great, Kevin. Thank you.
Glad to have you on the program. Now, before we start talking about what we're going to talk about, I understand that this is your final season?
This is my final season. Oh. I'm on my version of the Derek Jeter farewell tour this summer.
Wow. All right. Well, lots of gifts then is what you're expecting every week.
The difference is my farewell tour only has one city, and that's East Dallas.
That's right. Wow. Well, you know what? It's time to move on. Other things in life.
Well, there's other things, yes. Yeah. And, there's probably, I still got time for another career here.
Yeah, you do. That's for sure. Well, and you've got so many irons in the fire anyway. Everybody thinks of retirement, but it's always busy, busy, busy.
There's something else to do. There's always something else to do. Yes.
That's right. Well, the summer schedule is out. It is time for the summer season, isn't it?
Summer season. We're ready to go. The East Tallis Park will be there on Monday nights. We're going to start on the 15th of June. And, we're hoping to get some good weather and some big crowds out there.
Yeah, indeed. Well, for your farewell tour, they should come on out, right?
Well, I would think so, but...
Yeah. Well, as you mentioned, it starts Monday, June 15th. You brought me the list. Holy cow. I'm glad I'm not playing in the band. I couldn't remember to play all this stuff.
We've got 113 things on there, right?
I think so, yeah.
Actually, we have 114. We just added another one last week.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, we've got 10 concerts. We start every concert with a Star Spangled Banner, and we finish it with something like America the Beautiful or God Bless the USA. So that gives us 11 pieces in between, and we try to make each one a little bit different than the one before.
That's the way to do it. Now, the performances start at what time?
In June and July, we start at 7:30. In August, we move it back to 7 o'clock.
7 p.m. All right. Well, you mentioned how you start and end, but give us an idea of some of the other kind of songs you're going to play. What else are we going to hear?
We've got marches. We've got a Book of Susan marches, Carl King marches. We've got music from Broadway, music from the movies, music from pop culture. Wow. And, things, I would say most of what we do is stuff people's heard of.
Yeah. It is. Isn't that the whole idea behind a Pops concert popular music?
Yeah,
kind of thing?
These are fun concerts.
Right.
And we try to make them as entertaining as possible.
You do. That's for sure. And now, also, from what I understand, it's a free concert, but you do take donations.
It's a free concert, but, nothing is really free.
That's right.
We take donations, and we've been able to give out a lot of scholarships to kids to help kids go to summer band camp.
Right.
And over the past little more than 10 years, we've brought in over $17,000.
That's sweet.
Which, most of which comes from just people throwing a dollar into our bucket out at the park.
Yeah.
And we've had, we've also had people leave us money in their estates, which has helped us a lot, too.
It really has. Helped a lot of kids with their college expenses. I got one going off to college, and I know what those expenses are. So every dollar helps.
I had one go through college, and we know exactly what that's like. Yes.
Yeah. So, that's a wonderful thing. And, of course, you also use it to buy new music and things like that.
And we use it for music and, other expenses that we have. We're kind of self-supporting.
Now, when you step down, who's stepping in? Who's going to take over the reins?
There's a search going on for a permanent replacement. I believe that our associate conductor, Jim Sapp, is going to take the fall concert.
Okay.
Beyond that, it's still kind of up in the air.
Wow. All right. Well, we're going to miss you here. Hopefully, you'll be able to come on in and talk to us every once in a while.
Kevin, I would love to just come in and just sit down and talk to you.
We'd love to have you on the show. But again, the concerts start at the East Tallis City Park.
East Tallis City Park, June 15th, Monday night at 7:30. Bring your own chair.
Yeah.
And we'll be out there for 10 weeks, and we hope that, we get a lot of people to come out and hear us.
We will. And Monday, August 17th will be the last date, and those concerts in August start at 7 p.m.
It starts getting a little darker.
Yeah, it does. But it's still, under the stars is just as good, right?
Well, yes, unless we have to see what we're doing, yes.
There you go, the Taos Community Concert Bands. And then, the fall concerts will be right after that.
And again, we're always looking for new players, Kevin, and...
I told you don't want to ruin the integrity of the band.
Well, I don't know if we could do that. But the first Monday after Labor Day is our startup time again, and we practice on Monday nights at Taos Area High School. So anybody who's had some experience playing and would like to come out and sit in with us, we'd love to have you.
Very good. Taos Community Concert Band under the conducting of John Thomas. And John, always a pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Kevin, I just want to say thanks to you and Deb and John Carroll for all the time you've let me come in here and promote our programs.
Well, thank you for making that time, my friend. Always a pleasure to have you in. Thank you, John.
Okay, thanks.